we'll go ahead and bring Marty into the conversation, who's called from Mesa, Arizona. Good morning, Marty. What are you working on?
Good morning, Rosie. It's nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. It's what we're here for.
Yeah. We listen every Saturday, but I have I figured if anybody might know the answer or some people that have been around, it would be you. We have a 1970s paddock pool that is all tile. So the entire thing is tile. The owners that we bought the house from 20 years ago, she worked for Paddock Pool at the time. So she was able to get this pool done. And again, it's all mosaic tile, 100% tile pool. And we love it. We'd like to get some of the tiles repaired and maybe regrouted.
Okay.
And we get people that look at it and that aren't familiar with kind of how expensive and how great vintage pool is. And they are like, oh, just rip all these tiles out and do all of these things. And we don't want to do that. We appreciate this vintage, beautiful tile pool, and we want to maintain it and keep it. So we thought you might know someone that's familiar with these type of pools and would be able to help us out.
Well, it was something that was done. You mentioned the vintage era of that home and the pool. It was a very expensive option, but boy, it's almost a permanent option. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to pull an old friend of mine out of retirement, okay? call old, and I mean really old, old Tom Postorino. And his number is 480-473-8762. Now, he's fully retired. He's become a gardener now. But he's got son-in-laws that are running the company right now, Postorino Pool Service. And they'll be able to use old Tom's knowledge and experience to get this problem solved for you. And I'm with you, Marty. If I had a tile pool, I wouldn't give it up for anything. You use less chemicals than a plaster pool. It's a more permanent surface than a plaster pool. You've got a great swimming pool right there. So call old Tom, okay?
And you said the last four digits are 876. Is it 0?
2.
8762.
2. Got it. Okay. 8762.
And we
really appreciate that, yeah.
Okay. And we've got some great swimming pool companies in the Phoenix area. We've got Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling out in Gilbert. We've got Desert Sun Pools up in North Phoenix, Omni Pools, of course, down in Tucson. But Postorino
is
the oldest. He's like the Methuselah of swimming pool contractors.
You've got the best chance that he may have set some of those tiles back in the 70s.
Well, she said it was a paddock. So back in the day, paddock was the biggest pool builder in the state. So.
I don't know where Tom got his start, but he could have been an apprentice there.
I don't know. I think Tom got his start building the aqueducts of Jerusalem. All right, Marty, having a little bit fun here at Rosie on Us. I hope Tom thinks we're having fun. My phone hasn't blown up yet. All right, what have you got over there, Romy? You were talking this yesterday in our show prep about some of the topics that caught your attention and your passion this week.
Well, an interesting one is the housing market and new home sales, or not new home builds, but just, you know, home sales. They're expecting it to actually see an increase. A lot of people over the last year, you know, hunkered and sheltered in place. And the percent of people that were, you know, just moved generally as basic numbers has stopped. So they are actually expecting it to see an even more of a surge now.
Wow.
Of home sales. So just when you thought it couldn't get crazy enough, they're expecting it to be a very busy home sale this summer.
The pace isn't going to back off right now.
Whew, man. And
be careful. You think it's a great time to sell a home. But if you do,
where are you going to move?
You got to buy another one. So watch out.
This article, and location, location, location. if you are looking for a new home, they had a great article. I'm assuming it's a great article. I didn't read it. The title was just enough for me in the mansion section. Welcome to Homeowner's Hell, Why You Should Avoid HOAs.
Oh, man, HOAs are a good thing. A good thing. Like John Jay was talking earlier this morning, they keep people tending their yard so you don't have to be embarrassed about what you're looking at across the street.
You know, I've actually found that has kept people out of our neighborhood. Not my house, but you have to pass one coming to ours. A
little rough?
It has been a key in deterring more growth out there.
All
so
right.
I used to give him a hard time, but now I'm actually kind of like, you know, I think this old boy's doing us a little bit of a favor.
Yeah, for the hermit in you, it's working very well, isn't it?
You just go on about your slob self, son. I'm just fine here.
Oh, mercy.
We've got our weekly to-do coming up after bottom of the hour news, and if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. It is the open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whenever you'd like to talk about your home, castle, or cabin.